latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time, 10:05 and 75 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by American Doorworks and by Rengel Printing. A look at your WJON weather following the news. A man with a felony warrant wanted by police in connection with several alleged crimes at Crossroads Center yesterday is dead after an apparent suicide. Officials say police responded to a report of an assault at an unnamed store in the mall around 11:45 a.m. When they arrived, officers determined three men had been inside a store when one reportedly stole an item. An employee of the store then tried to take a photo when one of the suspects punched him in the face. The suspects then fled on foot. Around noon, a Stearns County Sheriff's deputy caught a man matching the suspect's description in the 10 block of Waite Avenue in Waite Park. Officers say the man, who initially gave them a fake name, had a warrant for being a felon in possession of a gun. The man fled on foot before he could be taken into police custody. Officers ultimately lost sight of the suspect during the foot chase and set up a perimeter and called for help from a police dog. At around 2:50 p.m., police say the dog tracked the officers to a shed behind a home in the 10 block of Cherry Street in Waite Park. As officers approached, they heard what sounded like a gunshot coming from inside that shed. Now, officials say the officers could not see the suspect and never fired their guns. Officers cleared the shed and found the man with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. A handgun was also discovered inside the shed. The man was taken to St. Cloud Hospital, where officials say he later died. The Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is now conducting an investigation, and the body is being sent to the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy. His name has not yet been released. St. Cloud police continue to ask for your help in finding a Chippewa Falls woman who was last seen in the area 4 years ago. Shanna Boiteau was last seen in the area of I-94 and Stearns County Road 74 back on June 22nd of 2016 after authorities say she ran from a vehicle being driven by her boyfriend. She's described as 5'7", weighing 135 pounds with brown hair, and was last seen wearing a tan tank top and black leggings. Police say she's believed to have fled Wisconsin due to an arrest warrant being issued for a probation violation. St. Cloud police say the investigation remains active, and anyone with information is asked to contact the St. Cloud Police Department or Tri-County Crime Stoppers. After months of not seeing their loved ones due to the pandemic, long-term care facilities are starting to schedule outdoor visitations. The Minnesota Department of Health made the announcement last week, finally allowing families to reunite who have been apart for the last 3 months. Susan Kratzky is the administrator and vice president of senior services at St. Benedict's, and she says guests will have to follow several rules and guidelines to make sure that their residents are staying safe.
The appointments are made ahead of time. Family members will need to all wear masks. The family members will need to be screened. We'll take their temperature. We'll ask their health history as far as, have you had a cough? Have you had any fevers? Just as we do with our employees when they come into our buildings.
Now, she says many residents are excited about the outdoor visits and they'll work hard to accommodate as many visits as they can over the next few weeks. Visitations will be from Friday, 9 a.m. to noon, Saturday, 1 to 4, and Sundays from 9 to noon. Kratzky says for families unable to visit their loved one, they'll continue to help set up phone calls and online visits. GNC is closing 5 of its stores in Minnesota. The retailer says the stores in Wilmer, St. Paul, Edina, Burnsville, and Andover are part of an initial closing of 248 stores nationwide. The health and wellness company, GNC Holdings, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's looking to close at least 800 to 1,200 stores. They have about 7,300 in all, including two in St. Cloud, one in the Division Place Fashion Center, the other at Crossroads Center. A new restaurant has set up shop in downtown Sauk Rapids. Hernandez Burritos opened back on June 15th at 31 Benton Drive North, the space formerly occupied by Smoke and D's Barbecue. The full-service restaurant is owned by Aaron and Alex Sanchez, and Aaron says they specialize in anything wrapped in a tortilla. She says they've had a steady stream of customers since opening. Hernandez Burritos is open daily from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. WJON Radar Weather. For St. Cloud and Foley, partly cloudy with a high of 87 this afternoon. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, a low of 68. Scattered storms continuing tomorrow, then becoming partly cloudy, high of 85. Clear and 60 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunny, 88. Sunday, partly cloudy, 89. 90 on Monday with a chance for storms. 91 on Tuesday with a chance for storms. Currently 76 degrees. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.